KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 50 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle this morning and showers and thunderstorms later today, a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Western Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report an incident at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital's emergency room Thursday night resulted in the arrest of a Villisca man. 61-year-old Kurt Allen Wegeman was taken into custody at around 11:25 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail. Wegeman was charged with disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $300. Red Oak Police assisted Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies in handling the incident. A man was arrested on sexual abuse charges Thursday afternoon in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office's 19-year-old Wyatt Baldwin of Villisca was taken into custody following an investigation into a reported incident of sexual abuse. Baldwin was arrested at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. He was charged with felony sexual abuse in the third degree. Baldwin was being held without bond until appearing before the magistrate. Authorities have arrested a Council Bluffs man who is accused of threatening to kill the city's mayor. 33-year-old Chase Points faces charges of first-degree harassment, assault, and disorderly conduct at a place of business. Points was being held without bond in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Council Bluffs police say an officer who was sent to Mayor Matt Walsh's City Hall office on Wednesday heard Points screaming expletives. A subsequent records check showed that Points had an outstanding arrest warrant for harassment and assault at City Hall on September 27th, when employees say he got into an employee's face and left a threatening note on Walsh's desk. Police say Points posted other threatening messages on Facebook as well. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman wanted on a warrant out of Council Bluffs turned herself into the Sheriff's Office Wednesday morning. After the warrant for 42-year-old Lindsay Michelle Willie of Council Bluffs was confirmed, the woman was turned over to corrections staff. And Tuesday night, a traffic stop on a van in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 23-year-old Julia Jacqueline Churchill of Council Bluffs. She was taken into custody for driving while barred. In other news, a Carter Lake Steel Fabrication Company say they could not be more excited about the success of its apprenticeship program through Iowa Western Community College. Owen Industries graduated its first two journeyman welders at a ceremony held Wednesday. Thomas Stalboski and Brad Dittman will now help to mentor future apprentices. The company has three active apprentices and plans to hire several additional people for its third class. Dittman says the program will make sure you're prepared. Stalboski said the program allows you to learn on the job while earning a paycheck. Owen Industries offers the first competency-based welding apprenticeship program in the state. Dan Kinney, president of Iowa Western Community College, says the college is excited for the future of the program. There's a growing need for welders and other skilled laborers in Iowa and across the country, for that matter. Ron DeBoard, vice president of human resources at Owen Industries, says there will be a shortage of 400,000 welders nationally by 2024. He says Owen Industries partnered with Iowa Western to recruit passionate individuals who desire to become welders. The Iowa Finance Authority, or IFA, Board of Directors recently approved more than $3.9 million in grants to assist 50 agencies with homeless assistance initiatives during the 2019 calendar year. The funding is made available through the Federal Emergency Solutions Grant, or ESG, program and the State Shelter Assistance Fund, or SAF, program. The Iowa Finance Authority conducted a combined competition for the two programs, and applications were scored in several categories, including project design, experience and capacity, community partnerships, performance, budget, and grants management. Here in our listing area, the Heartland Family Services in Pottawatomie County received an ESG grant amounting to $178,224, and New Visions Homeless Services in Pott County received a Shelter Assistance Fund grant amounting to $111,500. The Crisis Intervention and Advocacy Center in Dallas County received a $104,059 Emergency Solutions grant. The primary purpose of the Emergency Solutions grant program is to help Iowans and their families quickly regain stability in permanent housing after experiencing a housing crisis or homelessness. The Shelter Assistance Fund program provides assistance to help with the costs of operations of homeless and domestic violence shelters, essential services for the homeless, and evaluation and reporting services. 31 agencies were awarded a total of more than $1.47 million in Shelter Assistance Fund grants. 27 agencies were awarded a total of more than $2.47 million in Emergency Solution Grant Program funds. In our funeral announcements, Joseph Wayne Moore, age 56, of Casey, died Tuesday at his home. A memorial service for Joe Moore will be this morning at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Linda Meyer, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Meyer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic First Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ludwig Lud Charles Boomen, age 91 of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Lud Boomen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Fenske Coons, age 94, of Las Cruces, New Mexico, and formerly of Audubon, died September 20th. A celebration of life memorial services for Arlene Coons will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Leland Thomas, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died September 14th. Memorial services for Richard Thomas will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Calvin Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Calvin Knopp will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Earl Blunk, age 74, of Atlantic, died September 29th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Earl Blunk will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota, with Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Shirley LaVon Blatt, age 83, of Walnut, died Wednesday at the Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Shirley Blatt will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Betty Jean Lynam, age 94, of Panora, died September 27th. A celebration of life for Betty Lynam will be on Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Bob Hyman will be held at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is handling the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.